welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Time of the show where we head out and visit with a county agent. And on social media, been seeing people out in the fields doing more than scratching around. In the southwest corner of North Dakota, Bowman County, they are planting. Let's check in with NDSU Extension for Bowman County, Max Robison. Hello, Max.
How are you today?
Well, we're pretty good over here. We're cloudy, a little damp. What kind of a day do you have going on in Bowman?
It's cloudy, a little cooler. I'd say it's about 30, and we have a decent little breeze to make it cool. So a little bit of a change. It's been mid-40s to 50s for quite a while. Plenty of sunshine, so the guys that are calving are enjoying the weather for sure.
Yeah, I'm checking soil temps on Endon, and looks like you're up into the 40 range, so I guess it's okay to stick some seed in the ground.
Yeah, aside from being really, really dry, yeah, it's about time. Guys are getting out there. They're getting a little anxious, of course. Without the soil moisture, we're just praying for rain at this point, but we didn't have a whole lot of moisture going into the winter, and the 3 weeks of really cold weather that we had, it was dry enough that we didn't get a whole lot of frost real deep. So that's also helping the guys there.
All righty. What is being planted?
Oh, I've talked to some guys. Whatever's going in the cooler soil, they're getting ready to go. I know there's guys out there. I haven't talked to anybody personally on what's going in yet. The guys that I have visited with, they're still holding off, waiting for maybe a little bit of rain, a little bit of, if we get lucky enough to get a blizzard, a little bit of snow so they can have a better chance at it. But there's plenty of guys out there going across with a harrow, kind of turning over whatever debris was left over from the previous year's crop, trying to get that settled in so they can get ready to go when they have a chance.
Sure. Yeah. The people who have confessed to what they're doing on social media are talking about sticking peas in the ground and maybe a little wheat. So
Yep.
That's what I'm hearing. All right. Hey, you're at an auction today. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So lucky for me with the extension, I get to kind of go out and visit with producers when I get a chance, and nothing like a machinery sale to get that along. It's Piper's spring consignment sale that I'm at right now, and of course I run into just about everybody that's farming or ranching in the community at one of these. So right now they're just kind of selling some of the small stuff, but there's a really good lineup of equipment on the sale today from what I see, and just visiting with guys, they're all pretty excited about some of the stuff they see, I guess. So
yeah, so your father-in-law let you go to a Piper's auction, or are you doing undercover work for him?
Oh no, he's sitting in the auction pickup right now with my wife and kid. They're staying warm right now, so
all right.
They're just observing for the time being.
Yeah, super. Yeah, I've been bragging up this auction with Jim for quite a while, and it's a big thing. A lot of great equipment coming out. And is it today only, or is it going on for a while?
They actually had a retirement sale yesterday, and then the consignment sales today only, and then of course they, from what I understand, they got a handful of other sales around the state within the next couple months. They stay pretty busy.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Okay. Well, you mentioned calving. Is that wrapping up, or is it going to take a while yet for everybody to finish the calving?
Well, I'd say probably half and half. There's a lot of guys that started the first part of March, middle of February, and they're going to be wrapping up soonish. Then there's the other side that they're going to start till April or even into May. And some folks I used to work for, they farm quite a bit of acres, and they used to calve in February, and then they found that going to May just made their life a lot simpler. They didn't have to worry about turning pears out to grass when they're trying to get in the field. So they switched to that, and they seem to like it plenty good. And then, of course, there's a lot of folks lambing right now, too.
Yeah, and so, how's that going, the lambing this year? Are sheep numbers on the increase out there?
From the handful of people that I know pretty well that are doing it, they've, one of my producers that he got out of sheep a few years ago, and then just decided to get back into them this year. And say there's a couple other families that decided to do the same thing, and it's kind of a popular trend now. They're a little easier animal to deal with, and oh, if they got these folks, they have younger kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old, and that's kind of an easy animal to have them help with. So that's kind of why they like them.
Kids for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I maybe they just missed the smell of lanolin too much or something. Who knows?
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Max, anything else to report from the southwest corner of North Dakota?
Oh, not a whole lot. We could use quite a bit of rain. If you guys have any over there, send it this way. But other than that, like I said, the weather is about perfect for calving and lambing. And getting close to getting in the field, so.
Boy. Yeah, it won't be too long where everything will be full speed ahead, especially after Easter. We get into the 1st of April. Things are going to be moving quickly. But again,
oh, yeah.
The anxiety is dry.
Yes, yep, that's for sure.
Okay. Max, we'll cut you loose. Thank you so much for the report. Have a good rest of the day, the weekend, and happy Easter to you and the family.
Thanks, you as well.
All righty. Max Robinson, Bowman County Extension out there in Bowman, North Dakota.